So I do respectfully request that waiver. If the board and your engineer agrees with what it, how we've aligned this and the reasoning for it.
Yeah, I'm less concerned about the light fall off that goes into Ocean Boulevard and the highway. I'm more concerned about the light that would reach residential areas to the south and to the north. During the use variance hearing, we had someone come and express their concern for how much light fall off was going to reach their windows. They were concerned about what they were going to see at night when they looked out
right. The
window.
Well, what I can testify to is that if you look at the lighting plan I've submitted, which was sheet 9, you'll see that our foot candles is 0.1, 0.2 along the curb line. It is zero as you get into the lane, so there's no actual foot candles going off from our site across the highway towards any residents to the south, and again to the north across Ocean Boulevard. I want to point out that all of the light fixtures are flush-mounted fixtures, angled vertically downward, so you wouldn't have that angled light where you'd see the actual fixture or providing a glare into a residence. But it will provide illumination, obviously, under our canopy, where we have the transactional fuel and feed cap, which you need to have higher light levels than just a standard parking lot. And then the lighting in and around our building itself, as well as obviously the high pedestrian area in and around our sidewalks. Again, the LED fixtures flush mounted. We're having about 5 foot candles in and around the sidewalk, again, providing safe lighting for pedestrians in and around.
You're going to have the same thing in the back of the loading zone and stuff, the same kind of lights?
Well, we have on the loading zone and the rear trash are wall sconces, which are vertical cutoffs. Many times you see the wall packs that have a face that actually comes up horizontal. We don't have that. We have a wall sconce. So again, that fixture is cut off and focused downward. They're mounted approximately 10 feet above surface areas in the trash area and in the loading zones. In the canopy area, we again, LED fixtures located above the fueling areas provide lighting and are flush mounted. And as I mentioned, the lighting in and around the building itself is built into the soffit. So again, the fixtures themselves aren't physically visible from off-site. Just point out again the landscaping component of the site. We are proposing 13 trees relative to shade trees and ornamental trees located in and around the site. We're also, as a total, adding 284 total plants of 14 different species, 131 different types of shrubs, evergreen shrubs, 54 deciduous shrubs, and a variety of ground cover and ornamental grasses throughout the site. We've tried to buffer all of the areas with a hedgerow adjacent to the parking stalls that front into Route 36 to cut off any headlights to prevent shining across 36. You can see we've enhanced landscaping in and around our monument signage, which I'll get into in a moment. One comment from your engineer was to request some landscaping on the high side of the wall that is on our western property line, which we don't have a concern with adding a few shrubs there. Just want to point out there is a small retaining wall there because of the grade change between the car wash and our site. It's about 2 to 3 feet in height, nothing major there. I do request to have it on the high side, not on the low side, because typically when cars pull into those angled stalls, they pull forward, and we only have a couple feet in front of that, and it usually kills the plant material. So if we put it on top of the wall, we should be okay with that. So we don't have a problem with adding that.
Could you comment on the part? I think he recommended a different type of
yes,
tree.
Yes, and we have no problem with complying with the comments that he has for landscaping. And if we get to the point of going through his letter, any concerns. We have spoken to him prior to the meeting and feel there's no real concerns with what he has requested in the letter and complying with it.
So moving on to the architectural comments of the plan.
Yes, and like I want to present, just for consistency, I reprinted the 3D render.
renderings.
Show the board.
I think they've already gone.
Yeah, they are. They're still
there.
They're
back behind there. If there are, because we can present one of the other ones.
I'm going to refer back to A8A, which was the 3D rendering, photo rendering exhibit that was presented to this board. In essence, we had an artist take photographs of the site and then superimpose a 3D model of the proposed Twitch app. There are some slight modifications. As I mentioned, we've moved the tanks, so there's some other minor features that we didn't have fully designed the juice bearing. But again, the purpose of this is to show you that the architectural components of both the building and the end of the canopy are the same. One of the points when I get the signage, this exhibit shows a what I call a goalpost sign, or we elected to go to a monument type sign. So I'll go to that detail in a moment. But in essence, the architectural component, brick elements in the canopy, the colors, the location of the signage, the elements and the materials used on building facades are consistent, the colors are consistent as presented previously. We intend to construct that again. That's a brick facade along the storefront, in and around the storefront. We have a green metal awning, and then above it, a driving system that is, in essence, extends above the roof line, so creates a parapet to provide screening to the rooftop units that are on there for the refrigeration and HVAC units for the store itself. Those per day, that is the components relative to the architectural elements and are consistent with what previously testified to. I'd like to touch on signage at this point, and again, I'll refer to a couple different exhibits to get us to there. I'd like to first start with the freestanding ID sign. As I mentioned, that Exhibit A8A showed a goalpost sign. QuickCheck has elected to go with a monument-style sign, so it's not up, it's built into a brick facade, and the sign is located in the same general location, which is in the easternmost side of the site, which would sit provide the most visibility to the traveling public as they head westbound on Route 36.
Is that the same style that the Wawa put up? Up the street, almost like that. I'm not saying.
I gotta be honest. When I work for QuickCheck, I don't even see QuickCheck.
Come on.
Honestly, I did drive past it, and I can't remember what the sign was. But if you do refer to page 9, is the overall detail. In essence, the monument sign is 7'8" tall. I'm sorry, not mine. G12 is the detail. It's and I want to make one correction. The variance for the total square footage is 50.4 square feet for this sign. The overall height of it is 7'8", which includes a brick base that is 3 foot high. The sign itself has the QuickCheck emblem, a logo, a Q, and the word QuickCheck, and then identifies the four prices. Four prices will be, the sign will be internally illuminated, and then we'll have the LED red lights to identify the actual price. So it's like a digital lot item that can be changed within the store.
That is.
If that's what you're referring to,
yeah.
That, yes, it is the LED component of it. But I didn't see, I don't know what it looked like beyond that. So that is the sign. The height of the actual sign is 4'8" by 10'6", 10'6" to give you the area of the 50.4 square feet. And as I mentioned, it sits on a brick base that's 3 feet above.
It's going to be 4 feet high and 10 feet wide.
Yes, if you look at the detail, it sits up 7'8" total height because there's a 3 foot brick base. The other thing, if you look at our site, as I mentioned, you got a nice grade change coming up. So it's going to sit up, and it'll be nice and visible with no obstructions in front of it. So we really don't need to have 18 feet above grade there. We feel that the height there it will be sufficient for good visibility from Route 36 and really be a little bit classier type of sign, being the monument style. So again, the your ordinance requires a maximum of 24 square feet. I want to point out, with a service station, we are advertising both the convenience store and the gas price. A little bit different than just someone advertising hot dogs or something, whatever, or advertising that's your location. Obviously, gas and service, convenience are competitive businesses, and the price is a key element for someone to know. So, again, we have two things that are being driven. We have four products that we need to advertise, and it's got to be legible to that traveling public so they can get from that middle lane over to the right lane that exits to the site. Again, we're requesting that variance, and we feel the other point I'd like to make is that with the redevelopment of this site, we're consolidating the two lots. So where previously you had the ability to have two freestanding signs, we have one. So in essence, yes, the sign is exceeding your ordinance in terms of area, but we've just reduced the number of signs that can be there, and that we're going to have one sign that's the size that whole lot that door. So again, hopefully that's a good reason why we're showing you the reasoning for the larger sign. But again, we've also tried to put it in a nice area with nice architecture, landscaping around it that'll be pruned so it's visible and provide the primary function, which is advertising our location. Relative to the building, we have three signs proposed. The ordinance allows two signs per frontage. We are allowed to have two, Ocean and Route 36. Unique aspect of this site, because it acts as a triangle, we physically have visibility from three sides. Therefore, it was the logic and reasoning for requesting the additional sign. Each of those signs is 104.3 square feet. The ordinance allows an area in excess of 194 square feet. So again, we're less than what the ordinance allows in terms of square footage for the building, but we are requesting the additional number. As you can see, we would have visibility from both the north, south, and the east side of the building for those signs. Those signs say the words "Quick Check" with channel letters that are internally illuminated. Your engineer requested to see some additional detailing in terms of how they're mounted and things of that nature, and they will be part of the, if we're approved, be part of the construction documents to show how that would be happening, architectural drawings more so than what it is here. But any additional detailing in terms of relative to the print or the size or dimension provide him if necessary. We have three signs also located on the canopy. We are showing them here in the east face, the south face, and also the west face. The corner that I'll call it the southwest corner. We have two signs. They're 20.3 square feet with the word "Quick Check." They have the internally channelized letters that say "Quick Check." they're 1 foot 9 inches high and 12 feet long. And again, there's three. I took the liberty of saying that structure was allowed to have, again, two signs on it. I believe your engineer interpreted there was no signs allowed on that canopy. So I guess if that is what is interpreted, I'm requesting a variance for each one of those signs. Otherwise, I'd be requesting one additional sign for that. And the last component of signage is the enter-exit signs that we have located at each driveway. They are small, 1 foot by 3 foot, that say enter and exit with the word "Quick Check." You are allowed to have them up to 4 square feet. Ours are 3 square feet. We are locating them at each of the enter-only driveway. We have one sign. The enter-exit, we have two. The enter-only driveway, we have one. And we have two at the enter-exit driveway on the Ocean Boulevard, a total of seven. We need a variance because they're internally illuminated. That is the request. And again, reason being is we are pulling those back out of the right-of-way, which, as I mentioned, many of the things of the existing site are out by the curb lines. We're pulling them back, being compliant with the setback aspects of signage. In so doing, we want to have it as visible as possible to delineate to our customers where to enter and exit our facility.
Mr. scale, demonstrate signage to the board. Do you have any architectural elevations to help show what the signage actually look like?
I mean, if you refer to the architectural plan submitted to the board, which is on the A2 drawings, you can see the building mount signs that are located above the store, it's the glass storefront. The word quick check with the letter two, internally illuminated, the dimensioning again. Is 4'6", which is the maximum height of the queue, and 23 feet 2 inches in length. What I want to point out is we measured the smallest rectangle around that. Obviously, with channel letters, you're only getting internal illumination in the actual letters, and the print area is much less. If you look at that, it's in the realm of about 45% of that area, just from the box. Around it. So again, the square footage is actually of actual signage less than what, in terms of how you measure from your ordinance, that's where I come up with the dimensioning in the area.
Is there actually a photographic elevation to the ground?
Look at the use of what it's like. Yeah. I think they have some.
Just go ahead and mark that up.
That was specifically in their pack. Back to A9A, the coloring aspect on the elevation from the south side of the building. Again, this is the quick check where the colors and channel letters will be internally illuminated.
How the illumination on that, will it affect people across the highway?
Does it throw out enough light to light something up? The answer is no. If you can envision, it's plexiglass similar to what you see in this room, but it's not clear or white. It's green. So what happens is the same type of light fixtures that are in this room get dulled out by an opaque green material. Signs that are white give off more light. To say what it is horizontally 300 feet away, you're not going to get a light reading out of it. Will you visibly see this the sign? Yes, because there's no obstruction in between. But it won't. Not going to sit there and read a newspaper across the street, specifically when it's the colors muting the light.
Can you comment on why there's a need to illuminate the enter and exit sign at a gas facility?
Again, as I mentioned, we pull these off the right of way to some degree. It's not right up on the driveway. So when they're pulled back some, it just helps identify the sign. It makes it more visible in the evening. If it's right up on the right-of-way, when you're driving, your headlights hit it. When you're off of it, this provides an internal source to hit it. If you look at
On the Route 36 side, it's enter only on the easternmost, is that correct or not?
The enter sign, I'm sorry, was on,
that,
yeah, that's on the easternmost Route 36, this would be enter, one enter only sign.
Okay.
And if you can see it, it's approximately 15
and the other was either, is both
traffic.
Ways. So,
yeah.
So they go in either way.
Enter, and then this would be exit. Correct.
So my question is, since it's a one-way highway going along there, I'm just trying to picture your standard gas station facility with or without a convenience store. Don't people know when you see a gas station, there's a driveway you pull in, do you have to tell them to see them? I realize you might have some kind of enter sign, but what is the need for the illumination?
If you're traveling along 36 coming up this hill, it's not directly visible from where you're going to see your curb cut. If you're driving along horizontally, curb line is straight. If that sign was sticking out along that curb line, your line of light from your car comes off and shines up on it. It's reflective, and that's how you'd see it. In this case, we're setting it back from the curb line a distance that isn't really along that line. So this gives advanced warning where the actual point of entrance into the site is. And since it's not right up on the curb line, it's illuminated, it's easier to see from the driver from a distance that's further away. That's the primary function. Same reasoning along Ocean Boulevard. you can see here we even have a greater distance between the travel way and where the signs are going to be located. So if you're driving down that road, you're not going to have enough light from your own vehicle to illuminate that sign.
Is the foot candle, the light fixture on the eastern portion of that entrance going to light up the...
On which driveway?
The westernmost on Ocean Boulevard.
The light source is actually to the east of it.
Right. But isn't that where the... Oh, where's the sign going to be?
Well, the sign is on the... across it on the west side. So, again, those vehicles will be traveling heading in the eastern direction.
Okay, so lights on the other side.
So, I mean, that is the logic of why we try to internally illuminate the signs.
With an internally illuminated, there's essentially no light fall off whatsoever from it. It's not like it's going to illuminate the area. It's just all you're going to see is the sign.
3 feet high, 1 foot by 3 foot. What do you have?
Just turning attention to the bulk variance we're requesting.
Sure.
Specify as the positive criteria supporting the variances.
In regards to the site itself.
Mr. K, are you a planner also?
No.
Is somebody going to give? How's he going to give us that?
I'm not a planner.
Well, with regard to the actual physical benefits of moving, what he testified to is that the current existing conditions encroach onto the highway. The board's free to draw their conclusions based on the factual evidence he's testifying to as an engineer. Mm-hmm. And with regard to positive criteria, what he'll be testifying to is that the encroachments will decrease, the setbacks will be increased, aesthetically the project is going to look visually more appealing. And these are basically factual, this is basically factual testimony the engineer can give.
Mm. He's already said all what you just said.
Oh, I was just going to say, I can just summarize the variances and really what... From an engineering standpoint, why we look to it and what, in general stance, improves the site, called a positive criteria. But relative to the existing conditions, you have encroachments from existing buildings for setbacks, you have parking already in the right-of-ways, you have canopies, building structures in the right-of-ways. The actual site itself is narrow. It's unique in shape due to the unique nature that it's merging, getting at the triangular shape with two frontages, which reduces the allowable building envelope. The redevelopment area within that to this site would be extremely difficult to redevelop anything here without encroaching on that 50-foot setback from both sides with a property depth of only 200 feet width across, and obviously narrowing down to zero in the eastern direction. So front yard setbacks are something that we've been brought in more compliance to your ordinance by pulling the buildings further away from the right-of-way and reducing the existing non-conformance with front yard setback variances that currently exist. In the same fashion, with the improvement of the overall site circulation, the delineation of driveways and parking stalls, and where we can physically locate them, again, we're pulling them away from the parking, away from the park, the property lines, further away, however, we still request the variance in the sense that the setback of 25 feet being required for that. Again, having that parking setback and the building setback would leave no room to actually have a building. So those difficult shapes or the difficult items of the property have an issue too. We're redeveloping it and improving those both existing problems to this property.
And from an engineering perspective, do these variances cause any detriment to the surrounding neighborhood or the surrounding neighborhood?
No, they do not. And they, again, improve the overall safety and operation of this facility. I'll recall to the poor visibility utilizing the existing driveways, the number of driveways, the lack of design geometry that is in, that is today's standards for DOT, all of that is being brought into performance as part of this redevelopment.
Now, has builder engineer had any role in applying to the various agencies, including the Monmouth County Planning Board, the Conservation District? Could you just go through that list?
Certainly. In regards to the Monmouth County Planning Board, we did receive a letter of no interest from them. As I mentioned, they verified the fact that the jurisdiction of Ocean Boulevard in this area is under the DOT.
Do we have that in the packet? Because I think we should mark that.
At this point, we anticipate doing the redevelopment of curbing. As I mentioned, there's a lot of large openings.
I don't know.
So,
I don't think costs get anything.
I'll let our traffic engineer discuss that because he was at a pre-application meeting. But to my knowledge, I'm not aware of any widening that you're referring to or any other improvements being requested by DOT.
No, I meant from the county.
Beautiful.
This is from both.
Beautiful for the county stuff.
Yeah, this is not from here. It should be attached. Measure attached.
I don't recall if it was part of the. Let me look and see if on the list something jumps out at me.
Right.
Oh, April 25th. We wouldn't have that before. Is that the county? Yes. It basically says county site plan approval is not required. This is a letter of April 25, 2011, from the county planning board. Just to our board secretary. Why don't we mark this? What are we up to? 17? No, maybe 18.
18.
After the county, I don't know which entity we're dealing with next.
In regards to the Soil Conservation District, we did file an initial application. We did receive comments on April 27th. There were 9 comments that are relatively common and minor modifications that we'll be able to comply and obtain your approval.
We have a copy of that. That's the address to Colin Management. We'll make this A19. Rob, do you have any concern with this list?
What's the date on that?
None of it looks very dramatic.
427.
Took that copy. Mulch specification. That's April 27th.
Was received.
Oh, it was marked down again. Yeah.
I don't see any issue with the applicant being able to comply with his comments.
Okay. So we can just indicate in any resolution there'll be compliance. Correct?
Correct.
This is ours, right?
Yes.
Now turning to the board engineer's letter. Are there any additional comments or concerns we have that Mr. Cahill should address this time?
Yes. I'm going to skip to section C because the beginning portion of the letter really comments to planning and that's where Mike Truscott's area. So. Going to see, and one of the questions, item 3, was in regards to sidewalk. And this, there was some testimony provided earlier about the applicant's not proposing sidewalk. Just wanted the board to know that the ordinance does require sidewalk on frontages. There are 2 frontages on the site. So once they, one, they're requesting relief from this requirement, but from a realistic perspective, I believe sidewalk could be warranted here. There are residential mobile home facility in Cross Ocean Boulevard. There are strip malls in the area. the strip mall to the west of Orchard has sidewalks, so in this area, although there might not be a continuous sidewalk along 36, putting a sidewalk along their frontage certainly makes sense, in my opinion.
With regard to that comment, I conferred with Frank Marciano for Quick Check, and Quick Check would be agreeable to putting in sidewalks should the board make that condition approval.
It would just request we work it out, at least from a location standpoint. It would be the DOT's right of way, and as long as there's no, I don't want to get caught in between the condition with DOT.
Bob, you're saying that because the trailer park, I can see that there's no sidewalk on the north side of Ocean Boulevard, so they'd be crossing the street, but there's no sidewalk anyway. But then you're saying that you'd want a sidewalk along the frontage on Ocean Boulevard.
No.
It would seem to me that if they're coming out of the, if they're walking out of the trailer park, they'd be walking on the street, even in the trailer park, not on the sidewalk. And then they would walk right into the parking lot, if you would, of Quick Check. Then on the Route 36 side, you're saying the strip mall to the west of Orchard, that would be the East Point?
Yes.
CBS.
They don't have sidewalks on Route 36.
They have it in terms of the site. Actually, on the way here this evening, I witnessed a person on the south side of 36 crossing 36, and there's no sidewalk. So that gave me a sense from the south side, there's certainly residential, or not residential, but pedestrian traffic traveling from the south. Clearly, there's also going to be pedestrian traffic traveling from the north going towards the site. So to me, it makes complete sense to provide sidewalk along the frontage.
How far down towards the intersection of Ocean Boulevard and Route 36 would we be thinking of?
I'm really concerned about the safety of putting sidewalks on Route 36. East Point doesn't have them. I don't think the car wash has it. I don't think Quick Check has it.
There's a bus stop there.
There's a bus stop, but it's not
in front of the existing Quick Check on Route 36, but there, it's not a sidewalk.
Yeah. I think it's dangerous to put sidewalks on Route 36 like that. There's not sidewalks on the other side of Route 36, even by the homes.
Well, that even makes more sense than to put them on there. If you got a bus stop right there, people go to Quick Check. You know, walk along 36 to go to the bus stop. Either they can walk on the grass or they can walk on 36.
I could see them having an entrance, but the property where there is now is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, and you're not going to make them put, they're not going to put sidewalks on the car wash.
Correct.
And so if they get off the bus stop, right now they get off the bus stop and they either...
They walk over the grass into the Quick Check.
Yeah, walk over the grass, or however they do it, or they walk in, up to East Point or to Shadow Lawn. I'm nervous about putting sidewalks on Route 36. I own property on Route 36 in Middletown, and
Highlands has sidewalks on Route 36 already.
Where?
Okay,
that's true.
Well, along the houses.
Yeah, that's
by the school.
Yes, and definitely.
Actually, the end right by the Reeler.
They do end there.
Yeah.
And then
all the way down to the bridge on Route 36.
Right. And what happens if you
adjust the north side, I think. Or is it on both sides?
There's some sidewalks on the south side.
What happens if you have all the kids going from the school that want to walk up there?
There isn't anything there. We have addressed that.
Suppose the sidewalks only ran from the easternmost driveways to the west. Not the whole.
To the westernmost driveway, right? From the west towards the east, to the westernmost driveway, to allow access into the sidewalk.
Yeah, well, let's deal with Ocean Boulevard. In other words, where the two trees are, that section.
Did you mention a bus stop is further to the west?
Yes, it is. It's up further by
Orchard. A couple concerns from my side of constructing the sidewalk. When we get on this tip from our two entrance drives farthest to the east, there's a concern there. Because then we're talking about retaining walls, utility poles that have significant amount on there, and
yeah,
I don't think thought of a, yeah. you know, I know how much a sidewalk costs per square foot. It's not a big deal. But when you start talking about relocating utility poles on Route 36 and building a retaining wall, do it in the DOT right away, I have a problem, which then is going to impact potentially on-site landscaping, etc. If the idea is it's coming down to the site, we can evaluate what we can do on our side relative to where the bus stop is and on Ocean Boulevard. No concern on Ocean Boulevard. We can make that work. We have room to do that. It gets sticky along 36, but we can evaluate that to the point, I don't disagree. If there's people utilizing the bus stop that's further to the west and they're going to walk back, we have area to do it.
But you're not going to do it up there. You're not going to do it on the car. You're not going to do it on the car wash.
No, we can only do it within the area we have.
Right.
In our front.
I would rather see put a pedestrian entrance on the property line alongside the car wash with some steps because there's a grade that I would see. Then I would want people walking along Route 36. On Ocean Boulevard, I can see some reasonableness of having sidewalks. I think it's a danger on Route 36.
Yeah, just as an idea, I could bring an entrance in along this radius, if rather than, as I mentioned, there is a grade change of retaining wall there. It would be kind of awkward with steps potentially. I'd rather see it. I don't want people walking
on the highway.
No, I understood. But we would get them into the site and then cross at this basic stop area to get across to our sidewalk.
Would you add a crosswalk too?
At our do not enter area. And what I'm referring to is the southwest corner. Excuse me. Were you mentioning continuing across our driveway or into the site?
The whole idea is to get into the site. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. I think I can work that out with your engineer in terms of getting them into the site. You know, in this area, it probably makes more sense to bring them in towards the front of the building rather than the rear. I think in this area, really the best opportunity is the sooner the better to get them off of 36, maybe to your point, and bring them in here across the building.
Yeah, just something to protect the people that are walking along 36 that are going to use the bus stop. Just, you know, there are going to be some people that are going to do it and grab a coffee and run there.
Yeah, we shouldn't have any grading issues or concerns
just
there.
Just something to protect the people.
And would be in compliance with the ADA standards to get them in.
But steps would do that.
If steps will ADA steps would be a problem. But those people probably aren't walking from the bus anyway.
That's
true. Yeah. Don't write that in the paper, please. Carolyn will be all after me. This Carol, you know which one I mean.
Mr. Keating,
she's already come after me once.
Just to continue, again, under Section C, Item 4, we just request the site triangles be shown.
Agreed.
Section D, just want to ensure that there's no conflict with the cell tower maintenance vehicle with the activity on the site. I recall there's testimony that the applicant's going to provide three spaces as required. Generally, I understand that maintenance of cellular facilities is every 26 weeks. So as long as the spaces are identified, I assume that condition is met. We did have some site circulation suggestions as far as signage and stop bars.
We agreed to all that you mentioned. I think we discussed all of the items in grading and drainage too as well. Offline, and I have no concern with complying with your engineer's comments and questions.
Which ones were those?
The grading and drainage section.
Oh, the whole section?
Yes. In section G5, I assume generally you have a lot of landscaper maintaining the property. Is there any, they generally come with some kind of pickup truck and a trailer. Is there any area where they would typically park to perform their operation? operations.
Again, typically the areas towards the rear of the site is our service area. The loading zone could be utilized, or even the trash enclosure areas, since those pickups are relatively infrequent. So don't feel that there's a concern to have a larger vehicle on site for the time that they would be on site.
Just in regards to the lighting, I just had one comment. So the applicant did ask for a design waiver for the lighting levels. I agree, based on the site, a design waiver would need to be requested. However, I did speak to the applicant prior to the meeting and suggested maybe softening some of that. So we don't want to see our variable levels, lighting levels in close proximity, because you can get blinded by a bright spot, for example. So maybe some softening of that to maybe transition a little bit more, with the understanding that in some of these areas, the 0.5 foot candles would have to be exceeded.
As long as it's acceptable to the board that we can work out professionally.
How are we gonna say that? That's my question. I mean, I don't want to oppose it, just I don't understand what we're saying.
Reduce light levels to consistent.
Reduce it.
Subject to the borough engineer's.
That's fine. If it's left up, is that okay with you?
Yeah, not I you. Think the areas of
maybe
concern,
maybe to walk
we've discussed
first.
The areas of concern.
Sorry.
He's written it before.
Yeah. No, I'm fine with that language, just as long as the applicant.
Yeah, related to the areas that we've discussed.
And lastly, section I, sanitary sewer, J, had miscellaneous comments. I assume those could be all addressed.
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
I don't want to try to the witness. If you could go back to that T6, give me their address.
Yes, sure.
But we're done with this.
Well, we didn't answer the public questions.
Okay, it's T6 Unison.
Yeah, I got the name. What's their address?
Okay. P.O. Box 1951. Frederick, F-R-E-D-E-R-I-C-K, Maryland, 21702.
Okay, good, thanks. I'm sorry, P.O. Box, which one?
1951.
Thank you.
Okay, at this time, are there any members of the public who have questions for this witness? Yes?
About comment.
Comments or?
No, comments at the end. The questions first.
So, okay, seeing none, I guess.
You can make your comment and ask him if he agrees.
Yeah. Huh? Can you frame it that way?
Straight up.
Yes. Would you agree that putting a sidewalk on the north side of your property would be prudent due to the fact that today there is foot traffic on Ocean Avenue that I've observed many times? I see people coming up from Linden. I also see them coming out from Shadow Lawn. Also, since you're putting a convenience it's logical to assume that this would attract more foot traffic. And the other thing in the future, looking at a little bit, is, you know, there is a constant discussion of redevelopment of Shadow.
Try to keep it to a question.
So it would not be difficult for Quick Check to put a sidewalk on the north side.
What I specify to two things is the north side from our westernmost property boundary, which would be in the DOT's right-of-way, so as long as I can get permission from the DOT, bring it into the site to our building. I do not feel it would be necessary to go beyond our front of our store.
Moving on to our next witness,
okay.
The board.
We're going to take a 5-minute recess before we go to the next witness.
Great.
Okay.